he began. I left after the war. God, it was a terrible, terrible time. I had to get out of Europe as quickly as I could. Klein and Spurrier exchanged glances, but Bors didn't seem to notice. Why was he in such a hurry to get out of Europe? That was the first thing I was asking. I ended up in South America, Argentina to be exact. I thought, that kind of explains something. I made a mental note to get The Boys from Brazil out on DVD when I got back. I worked as an engineer, God, in the jungle. It was terribly tough. We were clearing tracks for to produce a narrow gauge railway. It was to take gold or silver. It was to take silver from a mine. It was backbreaking, terrible work. And I was a manager. I wasn't a navvy or anything, but God, I was tired. I've got to say, it was awful. We got through men like that you wouldn't believe. People died every day. After a while, we stopped counting. But eventually, after 3 years, the railway was built, and it went from a silver mountain, from a silver mine high up in a mountain, down to the coast. The final year, just as they were getting ready to start shipping, there was a problem with the financing. The banks that had put money in, one of the banks that put money in had gone bust, and there was a huge debt that had to be paid off. The directors said, look, you've worked a year now without pay. Your money isn't going to come. I reached for my gun, really, but you know, they said, no, look, don't worry. What we'll do is we'll give you shares. It's all we can do. We'll give you a tiny slice of this gold mine. Now, as a shareholder, you get certain rights. So even though I only owned 1% of the company, I was given 1% of the company, I had the right to vote at meetings. I had the right to be heard. I couldn't sway anybody's decision. You know, most things at companies, to change a company, you need 50% of the votes, and sometimes even more. But I had the right to be heard, and that was good. The thing about the shares, which makes it different from any other sort of investment, is that it lasts forever. There's no guarantee you're going to get your money back when you sell it. But if you hold it, you hold it forever. And that means the life of a share is as long as the life of a company. So if this company still continues to produce gold, silver, then I've got an income that comes from that year after year after year after year. I was a young man and I needed cash, so I did them a deal. I said, if you give me $500 and a ticket back to Europe on a tramp steamer, I'll do an extra year for 1% of the mine. Now, I knew there was no guarantee. You know, there's no guarantee I'm going to get my money back. There was no guarantee that the company would ever pay a dividend. And then I basically forgot about it. 10 years later, I got a letter stamped Buenos Aires. The directors of the company were happy to say that a dividend was going to be paid. It was 10 times the money that was owing to me. And I thought that was fantastic. And every year since then, a dividend has flowed through to my account. Now, the dividend isn't guaranteed. The first thing is the company is only really going to pay a dividend if it's making a profit. And then it's not going to pay all of its profits out on dividend, is it? The dividend is always a decision made by the managers of a company. The managers are appointed by the shareholders. But they may think differently. They may think, well, I want to keep the money in as much as possible. Now, because I took shares in the company or equity, the big risk was that if the company went bust, the banks would take their money first, and then the shareholders would be the last people to be paid. You're at the end of the line, quite literally. I was standing at the end of the line at the station thinking, I'm in the end of the line of people to be paid. But it's just risk and return in action, isn't it? If I'm going to get a chance to have all these huge returns, then I've got to take the risk. I took the risk, and the returns have come through to me year after year. Do you know how much of the shares are worth now? That 1% of that company? I shook my head. Tell me. I was really desperate to know. Just then, the lights went out on the train.